Tony Huston is the son of the great director John Huston, whose films include The Maltese Falcon, The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, Key Largo, and more recently, Pritzi's Honor. When Tony Huston was growing up, he didn't get to see much of his busy father, but father and son became close collaborators toward the end of John Huston's life. Tony wrote the screenplay for his father's last film, The Dead, and was with his father while the film was shot. This new film stars Tony's sister, Angelica Huston. It was Tony Huston's intimidating task to adapt the screenplay from the James Joyce short story, The Dead.
It would have been intimidating if I hadn't been so familiar with it. I had the advantage that I had read the story at least 20 years beforehand and had even discussed the possibility of making it into a film with Dad at that time. So it had been in my subconscious for a while.
It seems to me, though, when you're working with James Joyce, it's a kind of damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. If you change any of the dialogue that James Joyce wrote, then you could be criticized for changing the words of the master. On the other hand, if you don't change anything he wrote, you'd be accused of not having much of a job as a screenwriter. It's a tricky situation.
Well, because it's a short story, the main thing that I had to do was to expand it. And this, if I had been dealing with Ulysses, the kind of accusation you make might have been justified. But in the case of The Dead, when I reduced it to the things that one could actually show on the screen, I ended up with something that was about 35, 40 minutes long. And that meant I had to find another 35 or 40 minutes in order to justify it being made into a feature film.
How did you do that? How did you find the other thread that would expand the story?
In particular, I approached it from what Joyce himself indicated in the story, that there were areas which might be expanded, that Joyce might make reference to the fact that somebody was heard laughing in an adjacent room. Well, what would that person be laughing about? And that would generate a scene.
You first read The Dead around 20 years ago, and you'd read it many times over the intervening years. What was it about the story that has such special meaning for you?
First of all, that no matter how well you think you know somebody, you never know them really. The fact that you can live with somebody for many, many years, and they can still be mainly submerged. Then there's also another thing, which is that most films which involve a married couple deal with a member of the marriage and their relationship with somebody on the outside. There are lots of films about adultery and, you know, etc. But there are relatively few films which deal with the business of two people living together over a long period of time and having to make adjustments to each other, where they're not threatened by something external.
Was this meant to be a family project? Your sister is a starring actress, your father directed it, you wrote the screenplay. Was that part of the idea, or did that just happen?
Well, If it was the idea, Dad didn't let us know this from the word go by any means. The first that I knew that Angelica was going to participate was when Dad was in hospital here, and I'd come over having written the first draft, and Dad was blind. He'd just had cataract surgery, and he got me to read my first draft. And then a couple of days later, I heard that he had got Angelica to read my first draft aloud. And suddenly I said, oh ho, Dad's planning to bring Angelica in on this.
Now, when you were working with him, I suppose he would have treated you like a screenwriter as opposed to like a son.
I really had something quite remarkable with Dad during the last 2 years of his life. I'd been a struggling writer, and Dad, out of the blue, just decided to teach me what he knew, and I was also ripe for his influence. You know, there is this problem between sons and fathers and trying to establish one's own identity. Well, it took me until I was 35 to be able to deal with Dad as an apprentice, and that's what I started off as, and now I'm a fully-fledged screenwriter.
Your father was not in good health when he directed The Dead. He directed from a wheelchair. He was hooked up to an oxygen machine. How was he able to maintain his directorial control when he was so physically disabled?
Because directing has got to do with the force of somebody's mind. It's got nothing to do with physicality. And the fact that he was attached to an oxygen tank and couldn't walk more than 20 or 30 feet was irrelevant.
You were with him, I think, as he was watching and evaluating the performances. Are there things that you learned about how to judge a performance as it's happening?
I learned more about diplomacy than anything else.
Such as?
Well, Dad rarely spoke out loud to an actor. If Dad had an observation to make to an actor, he usually drew them to one side and would whisper his suggestion. And often it wouldn't even be a suggestion. He'd ask them a question. He was a careful midwife who knew the project was going to be born, and it was just a question of whether it could be born with all its faculties.
Now, according to your father's autobiography, you were born while...
I was, yes.
Well, and it's proven in that book. Now, he says that you were born while he was preparing to do The African Queen. And it made me think that every step of the way in your life must have coincided with some movie that he was making. How important were movies in your life? Did you see a lot of them, especially during the years that you were in Ireland? Did you care a lot about movies?
No. The first picture I was on was Moby Dick. And I entered at the crucial stage where Gregory Peck was strapped to a great big piece of white blubber and was being hosed down. This did make an unforgettable impression. On the other hand, I've really become firmly embedded in movies at a rather late stage, and I now understand why that happened, which is that if you grow up in movies, you don't have enough experience of the ordinary world. And it seems to me that writers in particular should have profound experience in a number of fields that are as far removed from writing as possible.
Your father ends his autobiography with some advice to the young. He says he's always asked, what would you do if you had it to do all over again? And the first thing he answers in response to that is, I would spend more time with my children. How did you feel when you read that in his book?
Well, at that time, I have three children, and I was doing exactly what Dad recommended, but unconsciously. I missed the fact that I didn't see Dad much as a child. On the other hand, Dad, in my case, indeed in the case of all of us children, he did it exactly the wrong way around. We didn't see Dad when we were children, but at the end of his life, we saw more of him than we saw of anybody else. And, of course, this had a wonderful effect upon all of us.
What kinds of screenplays would you like to do now? What kind of writing would you like to do now?
I've just finished another screenplay based on the famous duel between Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr. And that's a wonderful project. I'm delighted with it, and I can't be accused of having James Joyce there in the background.
Well, Tony Houston, I want to thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Tony Houston spoke to us from the NPR Bureau in Los Angeles. This is Fresh Air.